Hello, folks! Well, I have a story about a parrot for your entertainment and edification this time. I thought that some of you might enjoy it, especially Dreamcatcher SJE and Kay Waywell, if they happen to be listening. This was originally told to me by my friend Neil, but I took it and highly embellished it. Now, I suppose it would have been best for the purposes of this boo to memorize it and recite it, but I honestly thought it would be easier just to read it from my computer. So that means what I have to do is listen to my screen reader and read along with it. So hopefully I do a good enough job, and this is told fairly seamlessly. There was once, in a remote parish somewhere between Low End and Windy Pass, a vicar who had charge of a small church with only a few parishioners. Now, this much-esteemed old gent was the sort who would do anything for a soul in need. One day he received a rather distressing phone call from one of his congregants, an equally elderly lady by the name of Mrs. Audley. This old dame informed the vicar that she was sure she was dying, and she asked him to pay her a visit. So he rushed over to Mrs. Audley's cottage, all prepared to hear her confession and pray with her for God to receive her soul. He found the poor old dear in a terrible state. She was in the throes of a heart attack. She said she hadn't much time left, but that she had one last request, if he would but grant a dying woman's one remaining wish. Now, Mrs. Audley had been given a parrot by a distant relative who thought that she might glean some entertainment from the creature in her housebound dotage. This bird had the rather unfortunate name of Crank, and you will soon see why. Well, knowing she was dying, poor old Mrs. Audley asked the vicar as her one last request to give the bird a home. So, of course, the vicar agreed, and Mrs. Audley, feeling her duty done, gave up the ghost and the bird. Our kindly vicar took the bird back to his rectory and installed him in the parlor, little guessing the amount of trouble he would bring. He tried to feed the parrot biscuits and seed cake and chat to him in a friendly way, but all the ornery thing would do was utter profanities and recriminations. The old gent cried, "Here, here, this will never do." And the bird replied, "Just give me some nuts, Baldy." Now, the vicar's denuded pate was rather a sore spot with him, so he said, "Now see here, avian, if you continue to address me in that manner, I shan't give you any treats at all." "Well, sod off then, you old reprobate," said the bird. A number of days went by, and no matter what the vicar tried, or how kind he was to his new charge, Crank continued to curse and carry on in a manner which did not befit the occupant of a parsonage at all. One day, the vicar had unexpected company to tea. The members of the Ladies' Aid Society and several choir boys paid him a visit, ostensibly to discuss church doings, but ultimately to investigate the rectory's new occupant. Much to the ladies' alarm and the choir boys' secret amusement, the bird did nothing but swear and spit seeds out of his cage at them throughout the entire duration of the visit. Well, the vicar was understandably very much annoyed, especially as he had been trying to catch the eye of one of the maiden ladies. So after his visitors departed, he grabbed up Crank and shoved him in the icebox. But then, after about an hour, he started to feel rather badly for what he had done, so he took Crank out. The poor bird was understandably very subdued, and he said, "Wah! All right, master, I promise I'll never be bad again. But I do have one question, if you'd be so good as to answer it for me. If you think that I was so bad that you stuck me in the icebox for an hour, what did the chicken do?"
Oh, dear.